I try to reverse the situation as much as possible. It's hard to do that. I try to put my feet in their shoes to see, you know, damn, can I live like this? And there's some without houses. There's some of the houses highly ventilated and have a Cadillac holding the house up. I said, I can't dig on that. I can't dig on that. But you have them. And sometimes you know, I can't really pinpoint it right now because they have really built up Tampa, believe it or not, man. They have done a remarkable job as far as building up Tampa, as far as Tampa's concerned, because they have done nothing but just torn down a lot of it. As a matter of fact, it was a house catty corner right here. It's an empty lot. I don't even know when they tore that house down. And I live here. And I can just look at the weather, and it's a vacant lot there. As a matter of fact, Saturday, I was sitting here talking to one of my co-workers. I said, kiss my wrist. They tore that house down. And it was a dilapidated house. Teetotally condemned. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's across the street from my house. Then there's Dr. Ross. He lives next door. A split level. Okay, then there's Mrs. She's a school teacher. She lives there. Then there's, I can't think of this man. There's a white man right there. We're always hollering at each other. Okay? He's a good neighbor. Then there's some apartments there. Then there's she's an accountant for Central Life Insurance Company. You see, sometimes it's hard to really pinpoint. Because like, in my area here, I more or less have people just about of all walks of life. You see, this lady across the street, she does day's work. You see? Then there's a doctor, and then the next corner, Mr. He's in the school system. Then there's Dr. House up there, split level on the corner, next to the church. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, sometimes it's just hard to really pinpoint unless you're really going out and doing an actual survey on it.
House
by house type thing. Now, it's different if you're going straight to town and country. Then you can see, you know, you only have certain groups of people living here because only a certain group of people can afford this type of situation. Okay. Go across Temple Terrace, the same thing. Dale Mabry, it's the same thing. You see, now, if I was to take this house right here, pick it up, and move it out to Camino Verde, the value of this house would go up sky. See, because a lot of times you ain't buying the house, you buying the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the times you're buying the neighborhood.
This is it. You see what I'm saying? So that's just the way it is, man. You know, it's hard for you to really pinpoint it. Say, hey, you know, this is where all these folks live. This is where all these folks live. Mm-hmm. This is where all these folks live. There's nothing like that. You sometimes see a fine house on this side. The next door, you might see the chicken coop. Next, you might find intermediate one. Yeah. You know.
Okay, what are some of the, say, well-known places around here, like, like, you know, parks or statues or anything like that in around the Tampa area?
Let me see.
You know, places that something has happened that they put up a monument or, you know.
Well, let me see if I can recall of any. I can only think about one. I think myself, he was for Ybor City. He was one of Cuba's heroes.